TV's on, there's not much talking between two buckaroos. Good buds and plaid duds, the big game playing, but one of us must choose.
That's pretty good. Then the unicorn can trot on back to his law firm and kiss his lawyer bud. That'd be a dang good ending. Then that's a great way to love for all who kiss. This is gonna be the best tingler ever, bud. No dang question about it. Just gotta finish up before it gets too late. Nothing like a cold chocolate milk to keep a buckaroo trotting through the night. That's what I always say. As long as the milk's fresh, I can ride forever. Dang, that's good chocolate milk. Okay then, time to pop open another milk. Oh, dang!
Everything all right in there, Dad?
Yeah, don't you worry about me. I'm just renting a new tangler, don't worry. Nothing funny going on in here, son John.
You don't want to come downstairs and hang out with me and Chloe? We're about to have Christmas dinner. The guys are here, too.
Well, that sounds pretty good. But I gotta write this tangler if I'm gonna be a big-timer.
Are you sure you're okay?
I'm okay, what the heck? Leave me alone. I'm just writing tinglers. What the heck is this?
Okay, Dad. You haven't been drinking chocolate milk, have you? You seem a bit riled up.
No, I haven't been drinking chocolate milk. Dang.
All right. Because I know, and you know, you're not allowed to have any chocolate milk after what happened on Sunday. You're not hiding any chocolate milk in here, are you?
No, I'm not hiding any heckin' milk.
Okay, Dad. Well, if you get hungry, come on downstairs. I think everyone would like to see you.
What the heck, son John? Doesn't even understand I need my chocolate milk to ride tinglers. That's okay. No big deal, nothing wrong with that. Dang! That's some good milk! And it's all heckin' mine! Is that?
You know who it is, Chuck. It's me, Truckman's ghost.
I thought that was your ghostly howl from inside the walls. But where did you get those heckin' chains, bud?
I just bought them for my truck tires. Getting icy out there.
Well, that's a good idea. You can't be too careful in the snow.
Nope. No, you can't. But that's not the only reason I'm here, though.
What the heck? I'm trying to ride a tingler. Can't you go be a ghost somewhere else?
Not tonight, Chuck. See, before I was a ghost, I was a man just like you. Loved my family, my friends, but I also loved the hell out of a cold pint of chocolate milk. Now that night that I stabbed you, well, I'd been drinking a lot. And that sent me on a path that I desperately wish I could change. Now, all I do is drag tire chains around and moan in the walls, man. It's exhausting.
Now, I don't drink that much chocolate milk. I'm no stab, man.
Not yet. But I seen the highway you're on. I know where it's headed, Chuck, and it ain't no good. I don't want you to have the same fate that I did and end up in these walls. it ain't just me that's worried either. There's three other ghosts who'd like a word.
I'm done talking to ghosts. I'm just gonna work on this tingler. No ghosts allowed, buddy.
All right, Chuck. I'll be in the wall if you need me. Just holler.
Dang. Must be bad milk. I'm getting sleepy, not riled. Oh, nobody puts sake water in it. That'd be bad news beans.
Chuck. Wake up, Chuck. It's your wife, Barbara.
Wow! Oh, dang. I must have fallen asleep on bad milk. What are you doing here, sweet Barbara? I thought this was a dang dream. And now you're in the bedroom talking like marbles. I don't know about that. I don't want to fly anywhere. I've got a dang tingler to work on. I like spending time with you away from the frozen lake. But it's too cold out there for flying around like two goats in the dang wind. Well, okay then. I know. I'll watch my step. Don't gotta tell me twice. Oh, dang. Wow, we're flying real high. Dang. Oh, dang, we're up above the neighborhood birds. Goodbye, house. Goodbye, son John. See you later. I can see all of Billings up here. What a ride. Wow. Look, there's the coffee shop down the street. There's the Billings Public Library! Right! And there's the frozen lake! Where are we headed now? Wait, why are we going down? I'm gonna heckin' fly more, not walk around the dang ground. Oh no! I know this place! This is Home of Truth, Utah! I haven't been here since I was a young buck, trotting through the field on my lonesome, writing stories by myself.
Come on inside, Chuck. It's time to pray.
Oh, dang. That's Mom. I'm in big trouble. Wait, what the heck? I'm back in heck in time. Oh, where's handsome Mike's J-Box and the handsome car? Where's big-haired Dr. Brown's with his big wiener? Look, there's a younger me. I remember this time. I didn't want to go inside. Just wanted to wait here in the field and write stories all day. I had a whole heckin' world ahead of me back then. But I was all by myself without a family of love. I didn't have some job back then. Just angry Mom and Dad.
Chuck, you get back home right now or there'll be consequences like you could never imagine.
This was a very lonesome time. Can we get the heck out of here? I don't like this place very much. Wow! It's good to be back. I would say that was a frightening way, as man named Muchuk. That's what I would say about that. Sweet Barbara, are you here? I guess she left.
Hello, Chuck.
Whoa, dang! I didn't see you there.
You left your window open.
Dang reverse twins. I was climbing in the window, scaring the heck out of everyone, stealing bones.
I'm not here to steal your bones, Chuck. I'm your skinless reverse twin, but I'm also the ghost of Christmas present.
Ah, heck. Do we have to fly again? That was fun at first, but I don't want to go to Utah.
No, Chuck. This time we're going to stay right here. Follow me.
Well, I guess I better follow this strange skinless reverse twin from some distant timeline. Oh, wow! This looks like a dang good time. There's St. John, and Chloe, and there's all their buds just trotting around, filling up on double vegetable spaghetti. What a dang treat. Doesn't even taste like dirt and roots.
This is a dang good time, but it would be better if you were there.
Well, where the heck am I?
Upstairs, drinking chocolate milk, remember?
Hey, is Chuck coming down soon?
I don't know. He doesn't usually miss these things, but he's been hitting the chocolate milk pretty hard.
Chocolate milk? I thought he wasn't allowed this week.
He's not. There's a stash in his drawer. Dad actually lied to me about it.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, John.
It's fine. He'll be fine. I just wish he was here with us for Christmas.
You see what happens when you hoard all the chocolate milk, Chuck? Everyone misses you while you're over here talking to ghosts.
I'm right here. I'm sorry I lied, son John. I'm sorry I took all the milk and I have to drink sick water. I'm sorry I ruined Christmas.
They can't hear you, Chuck.
Oh no, what have I heckin' done? I want out of this dang ghost carol. Get me out of here. Just get me the heck out of here. Oh no, this is not good. I didn't say take me to the spooky woods.
You said get me out of here. There's only one place left for you to go, Chuck. And that's to meet the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
I don't like this place at all.
Does it look familiar?
I don't think so. It's just a dang haunted forest covered in snow. Not much around here besides that house and then that fence over there. Yeah, I guess that spooky fence looks kind of familiar, though.
That's because you're normally looking at the other side.
Wait, what the heck's that supposed to mean?
You'll see.
Don't go! How the heck am I supposed to get out of here? Oh no! What's that? It's a dang snake pit! Who's that snake pit for?
It's for you, Chuck. Welcome to my backyard.
No, no! Not Ted Gobbler! I don't want to be in Ted's backyard! Get me out of here! Get me away from this snake pit!
This is what happens when you spend all your time with a jug of chocolate milk instead of your family, Chuck.
Stay back! Don't come any closer, or I'm gonna fall in the snake pit! No, no! Not the snakes! No! Whoa! I'm alive! And then there's no heckin' snakes on me! Gotta catch my breath and fix this chair. What the heck am I doing up here drinking chocolate milk all night? Lying to son John, even though he has a kind way and always loves me as world's greatest author, Chuck Tingle. This dang Tingler can wait. I'm going downstairs to spend Christmas with my buds. Here I heckin' come! Sorry about that, everybody. I've gotta apologize for something, son John. I got a big time chocolate milk admission, so everybody listen up, okay? All right, everybody, listen up.
I think he learned a lot today, Barb. Merry Christmas to you, too, and happy Hanukkah. Oh, damn, came pretty early this year, huh? Yep, okay. Well, gonna head back into the wall now. Do some wrenching around on the old truck. I'll be seeing you, Barb.
Love is real!
Pounded in the Butt by My Own Podcast is a Night Vale Presents production. Written and hosted by Dr. Chuck Tingle. Our sound designer and composer is Vincent Cascione. Our editor is Grant Stewart. Our producer is Christy Gressman. Our assistant producer is Adam Cecil. The theme song is Proving Love is Real by Caged Animals, which is now available to stream or purchase wherever you get your music. In order of appearance, this episode starred Chuck Tingle, Jeffrey Craner, Cecil Baldwin, Becky Lovell, Meg Bashwinner, Hal Lublin, Jacqueline Landgraf, and Joseph Fink. You can get many classic Tinglers on Amazon or at chucktingle.com. For more information, go to poundedinthebuttbymyownpodcast.com. Remember to subscribe wherever you like listening to podcasts, and thanks for listening.
Adventures in New America is the first sci-fi, political satire, Afro-futuristic buddy comedy, serialized for new Americans in a new and desperate time. Intrigued? Good. Find Adventures in New America wherever you listen to podcasts.